Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder.
Let's finish Shas together. This evening for me, this morning for you, this evening's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori of David Tziv and of Yosef. Friday's daf is Nedarim, daf, Lamed Aleph, and we left off at the Mishnah on the top of Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, says the Mishnah. More Mishnayos till the end of the parak discussing when you're Noder from one thing, what are you including in your Neder? Hanoder Mishov Se Shabbos. If a person makes a neder not to benefit from anyone who keeps Shabbos, Aser be Yisrael, the Aser be Kusim. So your Aser be Yisrael and also the Kusim, right? The Kusim was, there were certain people that accepted upon themselves some mitzvot. There's a question of whether their conversion was really a good conversion. They converted because they were scared of the lions. There's a question of whether their conversion was really considered to be legit or not. But at any rate, they did keep Shabbos. So if you say you're not going to get any benefit from people who keep Shabbos, that includes the Kusim as well. Me'ochle Shum, you say that I'm not going to get any benefit from anyone who eats garlic on Friday night. Apparently, Ezra made a takana that you should eat garlic on Friday night. Why? Because the husbands and wives used to have marital relations on Friday night, and the garlic helped the marital relations. So if you say I'm not going to get any benefit from people who eat garlic on Friday night, Aser be Yisrael, that's a Jewish minhag, Aser be Kusim, and the Kusim also had that minhag. However, may Ole Yerushalayim, if you say you're not going to get any benefit out of people who make do Aliyah L'Regel, they visit Yerushalayim on the Yom Tovim, Aser be Yisrael U'Mutar be Kusim. So there, the Kusim do not do Aliyah L'Regel, and therefore you would not be Aser in them. So says the Mefarish. That the Kusim would not do Aliyah L'Regel. We'll see why. Says the Gemara, Mai Shov Se Shabbos. What do you intend? If your intention is people who actually keep the Shabbos, Mai Yeri B'Kusim, I feel Ovdi Kochavim Nami. There could be some Goyim who keep Shabbos also. Ella, no. It means Mimitzuvim Al Shabbos. It means people who are commanded to keep Shabbos. And a Goy is not commanded. Ihachi. Ema Seifa, look at the end of the Mishnah. May Ola Yerushalayim Aser B'Yisrael Mutar B'Kusim. People do Aliyah L'Regel, it's Aser B'Yisrael, but your Mutar B'Kusim not considered to be people do Aliyah L'Regel. Amai B'Hamitzuvim Ninu, what do you mean? The Kusim are also Mitzuvim to do Aliyah L'Regel. Am Rabbi Mitzuva Ve'Osek Tan, you need both. You need people who are commanded and they do it. And the Kusim, if their conversion was a good conversion, so then they are commanded to do Aliyah L'Regel, but they wouldn't do it. Mitzuv v'osekatani. B'tarte bavi kamaisa. In the first two cases in the Mishnah, Meshov se Shabbos and Ochle Shum Yisrael v'kusim, Mitzuvim v'osen. The Yisraelim and the Kusim, they are commanded to keep Shabbos and they kept Shabbos. They're commanded to eat the garlic Friday night and they do it. Ovdei kochavim, hahuda avdei, some of them might keep Shabbos, some of them might keep Shabbos, they might eat garlic, osen v'eino mitzuvim. But they would do it, but they're not commanded. But only Yerushalayim, but people do Aliyah L'Regel, Yitzrael Mitzuvin V'Osin. So Yisraelim are commanded to do Aliyah L'Regel, and they do it, but Ach Kusim Mitzuvin V'Einan Osin. But the Kusim are commanded to do Aliyah L'Regel, but they would not keep that. The Rambam writes that someone makes a nether from Oli Yerushalayim is Mutar B'Kusim, because you only... The Rambam says, because you only intended people who are commanded, and the Kusim were not commanded. Ask the Beis Yosef, what do you mean? Our Gemara seems to say clearly the Kusim are commanded. The Kusim were also commanded to do all the other. So the Karanora writes that the Rambam is calling like Rav Ami, who holds someone who does not have karka in the land of Israel is exempt from Aliyah L'Regel. Gemara Pesachim Chesam and Beis. And therefore, all Gerim, and included the Kusim who were Gerim, are not commanded to do Aliyah L'Regel because they don't own any karka in Eretz Yisrael. They're not considered to be Yoshe Aretz. And that's why the Rambam considers them Einam Mitzuvim V'Osim. The Rogatchover, in his commentary on the Rambam, writes, Tzofnas Panech, that since the rabbis were misaking that Kusim have a status of Goyim, therefore they're not considered to be Mitzuvim. Others say, no, what do you mean? But Shov Se Shabbos, they are considered to be commanded. So, that answer is difficult. Let's see the next Mishnah.
Konim she'inenu b'nei Noach. Guy says, I'm not going to get any benefit out of b'nei Noach. Mutar b'Yisrael, that Yisraelim are not called b'nei Noach. V'asur b'ov d'kochavim, because the non-Jews are called b'nei Noach. V'es the Gemara of Yisrael minafik, miklal b'nei Noach. What do you mean? Yisraelim came from Noach too. He came from Shem, who came from Noach. Answer the Gemara, came into Ikdash Avraham. Once Avram Avinu came along, Israel Shemei, Klaishel is called b'nei Avram. The Achronim explained that Noach, the reason why Garmo called b'nei Noach is because in the time of Noach, there was a special bracha to nature, right? That the seasons weren't going to change. So Goyim are all about nature, but Klal Yisrael is above nature. And that's why Avram Avinu, Hashem said, I'm going to take you out of the stars. You're above nature. So we're called by Avram Avinu because Avram Avinu was above nature, and Goyim are called by b'nei Noach because they're all about nature. Says the Mishnah, She'inen el zera Avram. A guy says, I'm not going to get any benefit out of the children of Avram. Aser b'Yisrael u'mutter b'vdikchav. Your mutter with non-Jews, even though Yishmael was also Zer Avram, and Esau was also Zer Avram, but your mutter to get benefit from them. Ask the Gemara, V'helke Yishmael. Answer the Gemara, Ki be Yitzchak kar lecha Zerach siv. Yitzchak was the main kid of Avram. V'helke Esav. Ask the Gemara, Be Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. Next Mishnah. She'en nanam Yisrael. A guy says he's not going to get any benefit from Yisrael. So lokech b'yoser mocha b'pachos. So you're allowed, you don't want to get any benefit from a Jew. So you're allowed to buy for too much money. You're allowed to sell for less money because then you didn't get benefit from a Jew. She Yisrael Nen and Lee, you're not going to allow any Jew to benefit from you. So you can't sell for him to a higher price. So lokech b'pachos, you could buy for cheaper. Umocher b'yoser. And you could sell it for more because you're buying for cheaper and selling for more. He's not getting any benefit. He's losing. He's not getting any benefit from you. V'ein shomen lo. Now there's two girsas over here. E shomen lo. If he listens to you, that's one girsa. Or v'ein shomen lo. You can't force him to sell for this because you shouldn't have made this neder, and now you have to sell it to him, you know, either for more or for less. So v'ein shomen lo. You can't force somebody to sell you that way. The Ran explains that there's nothing you could do. You can't sell to anybody because no one's mechuyev to lose money to sell to you just because you made a neder. There's another girsa, ishomen lo. You could sell for more or for less if they agree to lose to you. But without that, so there's nothing you could do. And the Gra writes that this girsa is really the correct girsa. And Tiferes Yisrael writes there's a chiddush according to both girsas. According to the girsa of the Ran, so the chiddush is that it's asur to lie. It's us to overcharge them. You might have thought that in order to sell them, you have to sell it for more. So you might have thought you're allowed to overcharge. So Kamash London, no. Since you caused it on yourself, you're not allowed to overcharge them. And according to the Ishoman Logir, so the Chiddush is that really they shouldn't be listening to you. They shouldn't sell it to you. You should be penalized. You shouldn't have made this neder, so no one should buy from you or sell from you. But if they listen to you, then that's the halacha. If you can get them, then they can only buy for less or sell for more. And the Ravaz writes that there is no nafkamina between the two girsas. Let's continue. She'eni nana lehen v'hein li. I'm not going to get any benefit from Jews, and Jews can't get benefit from me. So yen elov gechams. Then you're only allowed to do business with a guy. Now, in order to understand this gemara, you have to understand there's three types of sales. There's a great sale that a lot of people want to buy. There's an average sale that some people want to buy and some people don't. Then there's a bad sale that nobody wants to buy. So, says the Gemara. So this is the dinner of Shmuel. It's going to be the basis of the whole sugya. Amar Shmuel, halokech kli min ha'uman levakro. Let's say a person wants to purchase a vessel from somebody. So he takes the vessel to check it, to see if it's good. And then before he pays for it, venenas biyado, an onus happens to it. Says Shmuel, chayav. You have to pay for it. A machlokes is shown him why. The Ran says in the Rush is because you're like a borrower and a shol is chayv and onsin. And others say, no, you're considered as if you already bought it. Since you were holding it to check it for buying, it's considered as if you already bought it. That's Rashi and Bava Metzia, that the chiv is midin lokeach. So when you're buying it and you're checking it out, it's like you own the chevetz right away. Says the Gemara. Now we're going to challenge the statement of Shmuel. So Shmuel says, if you have an object and you're checking it out, and an onus happens to it, you're chayav to pay for the onus. Alma kasavar hanos lokechu. So it sounds like Shmuel holds that when you sell an object, the buyer is benefiting, and therefore he's considered to be a shoel who's getting the benefit out of it, and he's chayav an onsin. But tanan, let's go back to our Mishnah. She'ini nenem Yisrael. If I swear I'm not going to get any benefit from a Jew, so then mocher b'pachos, I could sell to him for less than a price. Avol shavu b'shavu, but to sell for the average price, I can't. Lo, I can't sell that. V'yanos lokechi. But if you say every time a buyer buys something, he's getting the benefit. Afilu shavu b'shavu. So then, even selling it for the if I swear I'm not going to get any benefit out of a Jew. So the Mishnah said I'm only allowed to sell it for less. Sounds like to sell it for the average price, I can't sell it. But if I can't get benefit from a Jew, so I should even not be allowed to sell it. I should even be allowed to sell it for even, because we say when I sell it for the right price, the lokech's getting the benefit. I'm not getting any benefit. Shava b'shava. I'm not overcharging or undercharging him. So how come I can't sell it to him? Shava b'shava. Answer the Gemara. Masis mizvina derami al ape. We're talking about the type of object that nobody wants to buy. So if somebody buys it from me, I get hana. Even if I sell it for the average price, I get hana from that. The seller gets hana, not the buyer, because it's very hard to find people to buy. Laws of demand and supply. If there's very low demand, that's this kind of case. So I'm gonna have to sell it for less. If I could sell it for even, so I get hana from it, and therefore not the buyer, and therefore I'm not allowed to do that. If I swore not to get any hana from anybody. Ask the Gemara, M.K. name a ratio. Let's look at the beginning of the Mishnah. Lokeach biyoser, right? If I swear I'm not going to get any benefit from somebody else, I'm only allowed to overpay. Sounds like I'm only allowed to overpay, but if we're talking about something that nobody wants to buy, so even if I sell it for the regular price, so I'm not getting any hana. Va'od, aim a safe look at the end. She Yisrael nan and li, if I swear that a Jew can't get any benefit from me, lokeach b'pachos, I can only buy it for cheap, umocher b'yose, I can overcharge him in the sale. V'ibuzin drami al pei, if we're talking about something that everybody wants to buy, I feel shavu b'shavu, so that I should even be able to sell it even, because the buyers are not benefiting from it, because it's a bad sale, nobody wants to buy it. So he's not getting any benefit out of it. And so the Gemara, Seifa Bezvina Harifa. You have to say the end is talking about a very great sale that a lot of people want to buy. So such a thing, if I sell it, I'm not really getting any benefit out of it because the seller is not getting any benefit out of it because anyone, I could always find somebody to buy it. So the fact that you're buying it is not such a great benefit for me, but the buyer benefits because he's getting the item. He's getting his item, so he gets benefit. I'm only allowed to sell it in the safe. I'm only allowed to sell it more than the price, because then he's not getting benefit. But if it's even, it's also because he would be getting benefit. If the safe is talking about a good deal, a great object that a lot of people want to buy. So why the Mishnah say lokech bepachos? Why can I only buy for less than the price? I feel shavu b'shavu. If it's a zvina charifa, so only the buyer is benefiting. So even if I sell it for the fair price for what it is worth, I'm not getting any benefit. Only the other guy is benefiting. So therefore, the Gemara rejects this whole answer. Says the Gemara, Ella Masnisin Bezvina Mitzah. The Mishnah is not talking about a Zvina Harifa, where there's a lot of people jumping to buy it, or a Zvina de Zavin Alape, that you have to force somebody to buy it. It's hard to find anyone to buy it. We're talking about a mid-range type of sale, that there are buyers, but not too many. Ude Shmuel Bezvina Harifa. But the Din of Shmuel is talking about where he said that the Lokech gets all the benefit, that's talking about a Zvina Harifa. So the seller doesn't get benefit because he could find anybody to buy this, but it's the buyer who gets the benefit. Tanikha Vasil Shmu learn to the Bryce support of Shmuel. Lokech Kalim Min Ha Tagor. Person buys vessels from the salesman, the shagran leves chama, of course he wants to send it to his fiance's house. If my fiance's family accepts the gifts, I'll pay you for them. I'm not paying you for the whole gift. I'm just going to pay you for the amount that it's worth it to me that they will think I'm a nice guy, that I want to send them gifts. Nensu bahalichas, if an onus happens to them on the way to my in-laws, chayev, I have to pay. Bechazara, but if the onus happens after I already gave it to the in-laws, pater, meishu kenosi sachar. Because I'm giving them back. So I'm not considered to be a purchaser. I'm just like a shomer sachar, and I'm exempt from onsin. From the fact that on the way back I'm exempt from onsin is a raya to Shmuel that a buyer is considered to be that on the way there I'm considered to be a shoel. On the way back I'm considered to be a shomer sachar. So it's a raya to Shmuel that while I'm checking it out, so then it's mine and I'm chayev because I get the hana like a shoel. And the Gemara brings a proof to this. Actually, the Gemara is going to bring a story to explain that you're not always exempt from onsen on the way back. Hahu safsira. It was a certain salesman who would buy animals at a set price to sell them in the market. And he would always make a condition that if he doesn't succeed in selling it, he's going to give it back. The shaka chamal is going to say he took a donkey from its owner to sell it in a market. The law is when he couldn't sell it, so he wanted to give it back. But how did the had? The hadar in this chamer, when he was giving it back, an onus happened. Chivir Rav Nachman Shlume. Rav Nachman said you have to pay, even though the onus is on the way back. He's fear other Rav Nachman. What do you mean? Didn't the price answer? If an onus happened on the way there, it's chayav, but on the way back, so then it's pater. Amalei chazar de safsir halachi. No. This salesman, even on the way back, he was willing to do a deal. He could still have sold it, and therefore it's the same as on the way there. If he finds somebody to buy it, even if he was on the doorstep to the guy's house, he found something, he was about to return it, but if he finds somebody to buy it, Milo Mazmila, he's certainly going to sell it to him. And therefore, he's still considered to be a buyer, even on the way back. Last Mishnah. Konem ani nena la arelim. I'm not going to get any benefit out of arelim. People don't get bris milah. Mutar ba arelim yisrael. So you mean goyim. So if there's a Jew who didn't get a bris, you're allowed to get benefit out of it. You never intended to include him. The aser b'muli of the gechavim. And your aser in all goyim, even those who have bris milah, because you mean goyim versus Jews. That's what you mean. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin that a woman who gives a bris milah to her son and the son dies, and then she gives a bris milah the second time and the son dies, whether it's from one husband or from two husbands, and she gives birth to a third child, so they will not give him a bris milah at the right time on the eighth day. They're going to wait until they get strength, and then they'll give him the bris milah. Even though some disagree, the Rambam says suffering nefashas l'hakel. This is like Shita's Rebbe in the Brisa that once two times the person dies, it's like a chazaka, so we wait until he gets stronger. That's how you have an Arel Yisra. Shani Nana Lamulim, if a person swears, I'm not going to get any benefit from a person who has a bris mila, Asa ba Arel Yisra. So your Asr, even a Yisrael who didn't get a bris milah still aser, umutter b'muli of the gechavim, and your mutter in a non-Jew got a bris milah, because you don't really mean people got a bris milah, you mean Jew versus non-Jew. She'ein arla kuy el shem of the gechavim, because arel, an uncircumcised person, is considered to be a guy. Shnei ki kol agoyim arelim chobesa areliv. Even a guy who has a bris milah is called an arel, uncircumcised, because it's a general word for people who don't take things seriously. Ki kol agoyim arelim chobesa areliv. Omer, and even the Jews are Arel Lev. Omer, but yeah, Plishti Arel Azes. You see, the guy is called an Arel. Omer, Pen Tismachna, Banos Plishtim, Pen Talos, the Medos Arelim. So you see, David HaMelech calls Plishtim Arelim. Rebeloz Ben Azariah, Omer, Mu'usi Arla is disgusting. Shin is Ganem Bar Risharim. You see that the non Jews are called Arelim. Shnemar Kikala Goyim Arelim. Rabbi Shmuel, Omer, Gedola Mila. How great is Rinlash Nichosel Shlosh Seir Bizu? It says the word Bris 13 times in the Parsha of Mila by Avram Ravinu. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gedola Mila, how great is Mila? Shadochas Shabbos Chamur. Milah is docha Shabbos. It says Vayom Hashmini. Even Shabbos, such a severe sin, Milah is docha. Rav Shimon Karcha Omer. Gedola Milah Shlanitla Lamosha Atzadik. Alea Melosha. Look how important Milah is that Moshe Rabbeinu got punished for delaying the Milah by a few moments. We'll see in the Gemara in a minute. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer Gedola Milah Shadocha Es Anagoyim. That if you have a tsaras on the tip of the arla, you cut it off anyway. Because Mila is so important that you're even allowed to cut off the tsaras. Rabbi Omer, Gedola, Mila, Shekom, Shas Avram Avinu, Lonim, Kashalim, Ad Shemol. All the mitzvahs Avram Avinu did, he's only called complete when he got a bris mila. Shneimar, his alech lefanai b'mitzvahs mila, veheye tamim, then you'll be complete. Davarachim, Gedola, Mila, Shemolai, he, Lavarachas, Rochas, Olamo. If not for bris mila, God would not have created the world. Shneimar, Ko'omar, Hashem, lo brisi, Yom, Velayla, if not for my bris, Chukas, Shemai, Rosal, Samti, I never would have created the world. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer, Gedola Mila Shekein Zechuyos, Shekala Zechuyos Shasa Moshe Rabbeinu, La Amdilo. All the great things he did wouldn't save him from punished by the Malach when Kishnas Rashim and Amilu. He didn't give his kid a bris. Shem Evgesher, Shem Evgesh Amisa, Hashem bumped into him and wanted to kill him. Amar Rabbi, Chas Hashem Shoreinu Sashem and Amilu. Chas Hashem, he didn't delay the meal. Al Kach Omer, look what he said. Amol Ve'etze Sakana Hilo. Right? It's a sakana for a bris mila first 3 days, like we see from Shechem. Shnei ma'ayu b'yom ha'shlishi b'yom ha'shem k'avim. They're still hurting. Ochol v'eshe, if I delay it, shlosh yamim, Hashem commanded me to kill them. Kadosh Baruch Hu amali leif shuv Mitzrayim. All right, Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to go back and deliver the Jewish people. Elam b'pnei ma'an enash Moshe. Why was Moshe punished? B'pnei shenis asik b'malon t'chila. First, he checked into the hotel before giving the kid a bris mila. Shnei ma'ayu b'derech b'malon. Right, he dealt with the hotel room first before giving the bris mila. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo, leMoshe Rabbeinu b'kesh satan laharuk. Hashem didn't want to kill the satan. Didn't want to kill Moshe. El osa atino. He wanted to kill the son. Shneimar ki chasan dam atalit zeirei ma'imikar chasan. Rabbi Omer ze atino. Chasan is the young one, so it was the chasan that he wanted to kill because of the bris mila, not because of the. Not because of the father. Chasan usually means like a young person getting married, so it's also a young person getting a bris mila. So chasan refers to the young child. That's who he wanted to kill for not getting the bris mila, not Moshe Rabbeinu. And why did he want to kill them? No, we'll do that in tomorrow's life. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.